Jesus was walking through the wilderness between Samaria and Galilee, and he came to a town. It turned out this was a town where lepers lived. Leprosy was a skin disease, and when people in Jesus' time had skin disease, and they called it leprosy, then they weren't allowed to live with other people. They had to live off by themselves, separate from everybody else. So when these lepers, 10 of them in this little village, saw Jesus coming, they knew that if they didn't shout out when he was still quite at a distance, he might walk right on by, because that's what everybody else always did. If they knew there were lepers around, they avoided it as much as they possibly could. So when they saw Jesus, they called out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." Well, Jesus wasn't the kind of person to just walk on by. So when he heard their cry for help, he walked closer and he said to them, "Go present yourselves at the temple." The reason he told them this was because at the temple was the priest. And the priest was the one who had the authority to look at people's skin and say, "You have leprosy," or "You don't have leprosy." And so he sent them to the priest. And while those 10 lepers were on their way to the temple to see the priest, each and every one of them became healed from their leprosy. Their skin disease all went away, and they were perfectly healthy. Now, of those 10, one, as soon as he noticed that his skin was smooth and clean and new, he turned around and he went running back to Jesus as fast as he could run. And while he ran, he shouted out, "Praise God, praise God, thank you, Jesus." He was so excited to be clean and to be well. And when he got back to Jesus, I sort of picture this as like a face down slide into home plate. He just threw himself down at the feet of Jesus saying, "Thank you, thank you, thank you." Now, this man belonged to a group of people who had some different religious beliefs and customs than Jesus' people had. And Jesus said, "Isn't this interesting? Out of all those 10 people who received healing, only one came back to say thank you. And he's somebody who most of us would call an outsider or a nobody. But look, here is this Samaritan coming back to say thank you." He said to this man, "Get up and go in peace. Your faith has made you well." And today, I'm wanting us to be like the one who says thank you, who says, "Praise God and thank you so much." I'm not wanting us to be like the other 9 who all got healed by God's grace and were never heard from again. I'm wanting us to be able to say thank you, God, for the beautiful day, for our friends, for being able to be here in church. And I'm also wanting to thank some special people here at our church who carry out an important aspect of our ministry here. And so I need to have Betty Johnstone, Fran Rodenberg, Kathy Wong, C.J. Dodge, and Cheryl Hall to all stand right up and come on forward, because Mark Magus has a special presentation of a certificate and a little token of our appreciation, because these folks, every single week, one or two of them will cut, yep, be brave, come on down here. On Monday morning, they come down to the church kitchen, and they meet the altar flowers there in the church kitchen, and they separate them out, and they make 4 or 5 different bouquets. And then they bring them to the homes of somebody who's sick, somebody who had a birthday, somebody who'd been away on a long trip and came home, somebody who's sad because somebody they love died. And in this way, now you got to turn around, folks, so that everybody in the congregation can see you. In this way, they help everybody in our church remember that they are loved by God. And so I'm asking you to help me thank them today by clapping and leading the congregation in clapping to thank them for their ministry. So now we are going to join hands and say a prayer while Mark gives them their certificate. Dear God, we thank you today for the beautiful sunshine and the way the light comes through the stained glass. We thank you for bright and shining flowers which speak to us of your love. We thank you for songs to sing and voices that we can lift in praise. We thank you for the ability to get here to church and for being able to be here with people who love us and care about us. We thank you for the Bible, which gives us such wonderful stories of your love. And we thank you for all those who notice when we're having a hard time and come to encourage us, and those who see when we have something to celebrate and they rejoice with us. We thank you for our Sunday school teachers who even now are prepared to help us learn and grow in faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.